Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with West Hancock Wrestling Coach Mark Sanger. And Coach, talk a little bit about the Christmas holiday. What did your team work on, and what did your team get ready for the second half with?
Well, you know, we got the five-day mandatory break, whatever it was, and I think it was a much-needed thing for our guys to kind of get away for a bit and come back, but had our whole group back and got after it over break a little bit, tried to gain on the, you know, the conditioning aspect of part of wrestling, and I think our guys did a nice job kind of attacking it how they needed to. And, you know, coming out of break, I think you can see a difference in the guys' conditioning and some of that. But, you know, it's just a good time to try to take a step forward because, you know, especially this year with all the reschedule and the cancellations, you don't have a lot of time for practice. So that's important, that stretch there where you have kind of uninterrupted practice and you're able to use that to try to make some gains. And I think our guys did a nice job attacking that the way they needed to.
And, Coach, did you guys have any, you know, sometimes teams will use the Christmas break for maybe some injury recovery? How is the team's health to the Christmas break?
We've stayed pretty healthy thus far, so we've been pretty fortunate as far as that goes. So that was we didn't have to worry about that too much over break. But, you know, a few bumps and bruises and some strains there, here and there, but nothing major really.
And then you guys went to the Fort Dodge St. Edmund Duels. That was on January 7th. And you guys were able to find some wins there. You found a 63-18 win over Roland Story, 63-12 win over South East Valley, 48-30 win over AGWSR. You beat Fort Dodge St. Edmunds 58-7. So pretty good day there for your team, Coach.
Yeah, you know, our guys, we've been fortunate enough. We won that, I think, tournament 5 years in a row. They did a nice job. You know, some of the teams I know that were there had been, you know, they graduated some big senior classes here last year. So they were down a little bit, and some of them were dealing with some injuries. But, so, you know, there were a few that were, you know, some teams that had about half open, or not quite half, but which makes a difference. It wasn't some of our guys didn't get a whole lot of matches, but some did. It's just kind of wherever those weights fall. But our guys did a nice job coming out of break. You know, we had a couple quads canceled on Tuesday and Thursday that week. We had an opportunity to have 11 matches and just didn't pan out because of the weather. But I think they were ready to wrestle somebody else instead of practicing all week. So they came out and got after it and you know, took care of what they needed to take care of.
What you talked about is, you know, when you're wrestling so many teams, especially in our conference, we have a few teams who are down with numbers this year. So how, as a coach, do you evaluate your team when you have so many open weights like that throughout a season? Is it something where, you know, you just hope some nights are less open on some weight classes and it kind of intermixes, depending on the team? But how do you evaluate a team as a coach?
You try to look at the matches wrestled. That's what you have to do. And then a lot of it, you got to look at your practices. You got to make sure guys are doing what they need to do in practice, because eventually you're going to hit the tournaments. You're going to hit the places where those guys are going to get matches. But you just got to – it's the nature of the beast, has been here for the last 5-10 years, and we just got to try to prepare the best you can for when those times come, because, you know, as we are, we're getting into the meat and potatoes of our season here, where we've got some big tournaments that guys are going to get all the matches they want and then some. And so it's just – you know, it's been this way for a while now, and you can kind of see what your guys are doing in practice, and you usually have a good idea what the competition that they're competing against is like, and it gives you a good idea anyway, and then you can just go from there. So it's just, there's every year, every so often there's that year that things just get jumbled so much, or there's big sickness or skin infection or something that goes through, but usually you do it long enough, you can kind of get it figured out and have a good feel of where things are at.
And you guys were able to find another couple of duels on Thursday night, as you guys hosted Nashua Plainfield, North Butler, Clarksville, and Central Springs. That's been some teams that have been pretty tough in the top of Iowa Conference. Nashua Plainfield, of course, still one of the better 1A teams around. And then North Butler, Clarksville has some good kids. They have a few highly ranked kids. Of course, Central Springs has been good for some time as well. So some good teams you saw on Thursday, Coach.
Yeah, you know, it was one of our few home quads this year, and you know, and we were able to come away 2-1. Kind of got beat up a little bit by Nashua. Just got to get guys to be consistent in how they wrestle, you know, and whether, you know, whatever team you're wrestling, doesn't matter, the singlet they wear, the name they have, whatever it might be, is just got to go out and compete. And, you know, we're trying to get that through to our guys in anything they do. I mean, it's, you know, you're always going to run into some, you know, some hammers, if you will, some different guys that are very experienced, have been very successful, but it shouldn't change the style that you're wrestling at. Now, does that mean it's going to change the result of a win or a loss? No, not necessarily. But how you approach it, it's never gonna, if you don't approach it the way you need to, it's never going to change it. So if you know what I'm saying, it's just you got to be consistent in what you're doing. You got to go out knowing what you're looking for in each match, trying to score points, and we're just trying to get that across to our guys. You know, I think we competed pretty well, but it's just the inconsistency of how you compete with who you're competing against. It's sometimes we have a tendency to compete at the level of our opponent, if you know what I mean, or go up, and I mean, I said that wrong, I think, but compete in a way that we're deciding how we're going to compete before we even step on the mat. That's a better way to say it. You know, we're deciding that we're going to do this because this is what I think is going to happen, instead of just going out and letting it hang out and making things happen. And that's just trying to get that message across to our guys. Just go out and work your tail off for 6 minutes, and then you got to be okay with the result. Because if you worked your tail off and you gave it the best effort you have, hey, then you can hold your head high. But if you're not doing that, you need to look inward and figure out how you can do that the next time, because you're wasting your time if you don't do that. So.
And, Coach, coming up, you guys will have the Hudson tournament today. Tell me a little bit about what you're expecting in Hudson today, Coach.
Hudson tournament would be a very good tournament. I think 10 teams. We went over there last year, and there's a few teams down because I think we had some weather issues. Just looking at who the guys have been into the tournament, there's some very highly regarded teams and some individuals that have been very successful. And so it'll be a great team race anytime you throw teams like Don Bosco. And, you know, I know Columbus Catholic's got some very tough kids and some bigger schools in there. That obviously Nashville's there too. Hudson's been successful. But getting over to see some different teams and get our guys some matches with some of the guys they want to see before the end of the year. And it'll be a great term to see where we're at, because I know the quality of competition will be very high. So that's what our guys want. We're trying to figure that out. And like I said, if our guys just go out and bust their tails for 6 minutes and what happens, happens, we can call it a successful day. But getting our guys to do that, that's what we're trying to do. So I think they're ready for it. I think just to see some new faces. So, but we're going to find out.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. And one other cool thing for your team next week as well is you guys have a JV tournament. How important is it for the future of the program to have these JV tournaments and get the guys some extra matches on the mat?
It is. You know, Monday we have one at Emmitsburg, and, you know, we'll probably have a few guys that aren't gonna head to Hudson with us, just sake of, I think they're better off getting some competition and matches that they can at the JV level. Unfortunately, like you talked about with open weights and stuff, some guys are forced into the lineup probably before they should be in the varsity lineup, but everybody's in that same boat. And with that, we can try to get them the best matches possible that's going to raise their level and hopefully help them understand how to compete. And I think that'll help with that JV tournament. And then we get ahead to the Herbergens tournament over in Ida Grove for a two-day tournament next Friday and Saturday. So that's usually a pretty fun time, kind of a team-building thing. We can get on the road and get away for a couple nights and stay in a hotel together. So we'll see how that goes.
Awesome, Coach. Well, we'll wish you guys the best of luck down the stretch run to conference just a couple of weeks away, the conference meet, which will be a good one as well. So, Coach, thanks so much for taking some time with us. We really appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day.
That was West Hancock head wrestling coach Mark Sanger.